Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are diving into the meat because I am going to break down unexpected reasons why you are not making three times more money in your business. We're getting into the real drivers behind this perhaps stagnation that you're feeling in your business, perhaps this frustration that you're feeling in your business, where you feel like you're doing all the things, you feel like you're doing all the courses, you feel like you're showing up with commitment to your business, you're posting regularly, you're always upskilling, you're always learning more, and yet you're not breaking through that ceiling that you have, that you really dream of smashing through. Not just breaking through, but you want a quantum leap. And you feel like you're doing all the things. This episode is going to be your savior because it's going to break down for you the things that are actually the cause of this that most likely you've never looked at and never considered. Obviously, we are coming at this from a manifestation lens always. So we're not just looking at this, oh, this little thing on the outside world needs to shift, this one little thing needs to change, because all of that is just very minimal, the impact that it has on your business. The real meat, the real things that impact your business are within. They're in who you're being. And so hopefully through this episode, I'm going to shine a light on these things that you had no idea were impacting you, so that you can now redirect your energy towards that. And then when you do that, the quantum leap that you will see as a result of shifting these internal things will be huge. This untapped potential will be tapped, and you will break through that ceiling. So I want to reverse engineer this and get really tangible so you can see exactly how these things are affecting your business. And it doesn't have to feel so airy, so woo-woo, because I think that's where we switch off and we get so fixated on just like, I need the perfect hook for my Instagram post. I need the perfect sales page. I need the pricing strategy that this person is using. We love those things because they make us feel in control. They make us feel like we know exactly what we're doing. It's just that one thing. I just have to change that and then I'll get where I want to be. It gives us this sense of certainty that we crave. But if I can give you that same sense of clarity and that certainty of, this is where I'm going wrong, this is, yes, I can see how I'm tangibly showing up in this way based on what I'm about to share, then you will be able to change it. It won't be something so big, so out there, so hard to pin down. That is my goal for this podcast. So in your business, the first reason that you are not making three times more money is because, strategically speaking, you are not speaking to your audience, to the people who you're trying to attract, potently and unapologetically. That is the top level strategy thing that is going wrong. Yes, there is strategy involved in this. But stay with me because I'm going to get down to why this is way deeper than it seems. If you're not speaking directly and potently and unapologetically to the people that you want to attract, you are just blending in. You're not connecting to them. You're not making them stop the scroll and be like, oh my God, she gets me. You're not making them see you as just a random stranger that they followed because, you know, they thought that one thing you said was interesting, to the person that deeply understands them, deeply gets them, and has so much value to them. We need that potency. We need that unapologetic tone in order to cut through the noise and speak directly to someone's soul. And if you want a stranger on the internet to reach out to you and to buy from you, that's what we need to do. We need to connect deeply to their soul. So yes, strategically that has to happen. And whilst you might be looking for hooks and you might be like looking at what other people are doing and trying to reverse engineer it and make it work for your business model, you are not cutting through and speaking to people at the level that you need to speak to them at if you feel like you're stuck at this plateau. Then that means there is still further to go on that. But let's get into why this is happening, because I know you're doing all the content courses. I know you're spending ages looking at content and thinking, how can I do this better? So why is it not translating in your tone of voice? Why do you still feel like people aren't messaging you and being like, you're the one, I want to work with you? Because that's how you'll know that you're doing this right, is when you get people coming to you and they just want to work with you. They want in on everything that you're doing. They want in on your high ticket offer. They're just like, I want in. They're not asking you a million questions. They know that they want to work with you. That's what our messaging should do. That's how sales gets to be simple. That's how we get to lean back and get people just buying from us in a very natural way. Why is that not happening, even though you're trying? Why are you being vanilla as fuck? Because you're afraid of being seen. Internally, you're afraid to be seen truly and transparently. So the thoughts that you have in your mind, the things that you think of saying, the things you think about fitness, the things you think about wellness, the things you think about hormone health, the things that you think about when you think of manifestation, like the things that you would truly say to like your best friend or your little sister who you can say anything you want to, you then frill it up. You kind of soften it, you wrap it in cotton wool, you twist and change it because you don't want to actually say the thing that you'd genuinely say because of fear of being seen. People seeing you for your true self, what would they think? Why are you afraid of being seen? Why should someone be afraid of being seen? Because you believe that people will judge you if they saw the real you. Now, if we want to go even a level deeper, why do you think people will judge you? Because deep down, you're still living from your wounds. You still feel that there's something not right about you, there's something wrong with you, that you're not good enough, that you're an imposter, that you're not really as good as you present yourself to be, that you're bad in this way, that you're not good enough in some way, shape or form. And so we've gone down layer by layer by layer to get to the thing that needs to shift, to have a domino effect on all of these things I've just said, so that it changes. Your messaging is not potent and unapologetic enough if you're not getting those people coming to you like, I want to work with you, you're reading my mind, I love everything you're saying, you just get me. And it's not doing that, it's not unapologetic enough, because you're holding back. Because you are scared of being seen. And you're scared of being seen because you have a belief that people will judge you. And you have a belief that people will judge you because you have a belief that there's something about you that deserves judgment. There's something about you that's not okay. There's something about you that's not right. There's something about you that you haven't integrated. So you can see how this very surface level, tangible, strategic thing that is important in business, I am not denying that, is actually coming from a way deeper place. But what most people will try and do is just put a band-aid on it and be like, okay, teach me how to speak unapologetically. And I could do that. I could teach you how to, what words to say and what journal prompts you need to write in order to come up with the message that's really potent, and you'll come up with something. And then you'll go on Instagram and it will be almost unrecognizable from what you just said. What you wrote down in the privacy of a journal will now have been fluffed out and given like a PR makeover, politician style. And it won't really be saying anything at all. Think of a politician when they give these bland speeches where they're neither here nor there. That is what they're doing. They're trying to appeal to everyone and not piss anyone off. And that's why nobody really loves any politicians, because they're not magnetic. They're not authentic. When you actually find that core message, the thing that you really want to say, I could give you the prompts, but it's the energy, it's the identity that's going to allow you to actually do that. And so I've seen it time and time again with clients that we work on their strategy, we work on the messaging, and then they go on social media, and then I go on their stories or I go on their posts, and I see that amazing thing that we came up with in our call, like they've watered it down. Why have they watered it down? Because the core, that fear of judgment, that feeling that there's something about them to judge, the fear of being seen, all those dominoes have not been knocked down. So you don't need to just get the strategy. You don't just need to refine your messaging. You need to change the beliefs, and then that strategy will fall into place with the right energy, the right conviction, the right execution. And that's when you'll start getting those people coming to you, wanting into everything that you do, wanting you, regardless of your price. That's the first one. Secondly, the second reason you're not making 3 times more money in your business is because you're running out of momentum a week or two into your launch, into selling your offer. We need consistency, momentum to make sales. Yes, we do. The nuance is that it doesn't have to feel like a hustle and a force. Lean back business is when it feels effortless to talk about that offer. You know exactly how to talk about it. It's not taking a load of effort. There's a difference in the frequency between waking up and thinking, oh my God, no one's joined my offer. I need to say more about it. Nobody reached out about my one-to-one spot. Oh, I need to say something more. And it feels so heavy. And you're sat there like, what do I say? What can I say to make people buy? And waking up and just throwing up a story slide and being like, oh, I'm inspired. I'm going to say this. Or, oh, okay, a couple of days left to sell this offer, put this out, and it just feels effortless. That happens when you have momentum. And that momentum is what allows you to keep getting more people in rather than stopping at the level which you feel comfortable. Maybe you feel comfortable, you've sold 2 one-to-one spots. And then you feel like after that, nobody else comes in. Maybe you've got 2 people in your program. And then after that, it doesn't feel like anyone else is really coming in. Is it truly because nobody else is coming in, or is it because you lost momentum after those people came in? Because at first you were showing up all the time, and then you got a couple, and then you just kind of, it felt hard. Suddenly you didn't know what to say. Suddenly you were tired all the time. That's not a coincidence. That's your unconscious mind draining your energy. So why are you running out of momentum a week or two into the launch and then capping yourself in your sales? Because you have a belief that no one will buy after that point. Whether it's because, okay, I've increased the price and now I believe that nobody's going to buy after I increase the price. Whether it's that, okay, I've got a person in or 2 people in, and so I don't believe that I'm going to get more people in. Whether it's that, okay, I've been talking about it for, you know, a week every day and nobody's bought, so nobody else is going to buy. You have these conditions of when somebody's going to buy and when it isn't. And often that is what's triggered throughout a selling period, a launch. A launch pushes you to reveal who you truly are and how convicted you are in your business. Because even if you're making multi 7 figures, let's say, if you just showed up for the half of your launch and then you had another week, you say you were going to sell it, but you ran out of steam, you'd be leaving millions on the table. It doesn't matter whether you're at brand new and you're hardly making any money in your business, you're making a few £1,000, you're making £10,000, it doesn't matter what level you're at. If you are running out of momentum, you're capping yourself and you're leaving yourself at the current level of sales, and it's pushing you, a launch is pushing you to show who you truly are and how much you've done this inner work. Because it's easy to go when you first announce your offer and you're excited about it. It's easy to go when you just got somebody in. But when it's been a little bit quiet and you feel like there's a little bit of tumbleweeds going on in your DMs, that's when it's harder to keep talking about it. That's when it's harder to keep showing up. That's when all your limiting beliefs and all your fears and all your identity shit starts coming up. And that's where you cap yourself. So again, strategically, yes, you need momentum to break through your income ceiling. You need to keep showing up. You need to be consistent. You need to move with energy. Strategically, yes, you need to do that. But again, if I just said, go on, push, work harder. But your brain is fried. You can't think of anything. You feel so uninspired. It's taking all of your energy to put up one story slide. And when you do, you just blur. Your energy's blur. The words you're saying are blur. It's not going to connect. So what's the deeper thing there? If I just tell you push harder, it's going to get us very minimal results. But if you recognize that the reason you're not pushing harder is because you have this belief that you've reached your max, the max people you're going to get in. Nobody's going to buy after this amount of time of talking about it. No one's going to buy because you've increased the price. When you recognize that belief and you change that belief by domino effect again, the momentum changes. If you don't have that belief, you're releasing the resistance and the momentum flows. You'll find that you do start showing up. You have the energy to show up in your business. You have the energy to show up longer than you would before. You're more inspired than you ever were before. So you then keep doing the things, you keep posting, and then because you keep posting, you get 5 more people in. Again, it comes back down to that belief that people won't buy. Unconsciously, your unconscious mind believes that is the truth. So you can say, no, I'm going to keep showing up. But the reason it feels so hard and that you're not actually doing it to the max is because we're running off of our unconscious mind 90% of the time. So you're trying to override it with that 10%, which yes, is a good thing to do. I'm not going to tell you not to do that. If you can push and override it, do that. But once you could actually reprogram your unconscious mind so that you weren't overriding and using 100% of energy to override just to get up one or two more posts, you could get up 10 more effortlessly, easily. It would feel naturally because you've got that motor, that going, that inspiration, those ideas, that natural momentum comes through when there's nothing blocking it. Thirdly, the reason you are not making way more money, 3 times more money in your business is because you're not setting your prices at the level that you truly want and that you truly deserve. You're playing small. You're keeping your prices at a level where it's capping your income because you're not really bringing in what you know you should be and what you know you can and what you know your work is worth. So again, strategically, something often needs to change in your pricing structure if you want to have these big jumps in income. But why is it that you're not setting your prices at the level you want? Again, it comes from the unconscious mind. It's coming from the fact that you believe that nobody is going to pay that price. And this usually stands on a load of other beliefs, whether that's because your work is not good enough, whether that's because there's not people in your world, in your audience who can afford that, whether that is because you don't think that people are willing to pay that to you specifically. There are all these beliefs that stand on it. But if you believe nobody's going to pay your price, a higher price, then why would you show up and talk about an offer at a higher price? You wouldn't. Your unconscious mind is going to stop you from raising your price, or it's going to stop you from talking about your higher price offers if you really don't see the point. If you don't think that anyone's going to buy, your unconscious mind sees it as pointless. So it's not going to invest time into it. So again, yes, strategically, you may need to change your prices, but you might just be being like, okay, I'm going to change them. And you could double your price today. But if you still have that belief deep down in your unconscious mind that nobody's going to buy, you will not be selling it. In a week's time, I could ask you, how often have you sold it? And you'll probably be like, oh, I spoke about it once. I did one story. Because your unconscious mind is driving you and it doesn't see the point. So if you could change that belief, if you could delete that belief from your paradigm and install a new belief, that actually people do want to pay you that price, that it's easy for people to pay you that price, then naturally your unconscious mind may be like, people want to pay me this. It's instructing your behavior to go and post about it, to go and talk about it, to go and keep sharing it because it sees it as valuable. And then because you do that, you get somebody reaching out, you get 5 people, 10 people, however many people buying that, paying you that price because you kept going, because you strategically did the thing. But doing that thing came from an internal shift in your paradigm. The final reason that I want to share as to why you're not making 3 times more income is because you are following the rules and you're blocking your creativity and innovation. At the end of the day, entrepreneurship is about innovation. It's about doing things differently. It's about coming up with ideas, solutions, ways of doing things. And yet, in this era where we have so much access to what everyone else is doing and how we should do it and all the self-help books and every single course, and you can see every single person that is in the from across the world, I was going to say in a 10-mile radius, but realistically you can see everyone from all over the world, what they're doing and how they're running their business. We can get, especially with when you bring human design into this and all of our open centers, we can get bogged down by the right way to do things. We start following the rules. And by doing that, we're getting rid and we're blocking, we're pushing down our creativity. And our creativity is naturally going to make us magnetic. And it's also naturally how our soul wants to express itself. The goal you have to make way more money is coming from here. Because you know that you're capable of doing it. It's not truly about the money. The money is great. There's nothing wrong with the money. But if your soul desires to make way more money, that is because on the way to making that money, you will become the person you want to be. You'll achieve the things you want to achieve. You'll help the people you want to help, etc., etc. Your soul is expressing its potential through your goals. So you know you can do it, and your creative ideas, your downloads, all of these things, that's your soul helping you to create the impact that you're here to make, helping you to fulfill your purpose. But when we start pushing it down because it doesn't feel like that's what she does, it's not that, you know, it's not the in the rule book of business, we're actually minimizing our aura. We're dimming our magnetism. We're becoming gray. We're becoming all in the head, less in the body, less in the energy of creativity. And it becomes blur. Again, we just blend in. We are not putting out that energy of that aura of like, I am so like in my element. I am so loving what I'm doing. I'm so magnetic. I so believe in myself. That's what attracts people in, but we're not putting that out anymore. When you start following the rules all the time and doing what everyone else does and just pushing down your innovation. But why do we do this? It comes from a belief that either there's one way to be successful, or you have to pick a niche, you have to do one thing. There's a strict strategy, a one way to be successful. It comes from that belief. Because you have that belief, you might have an idea and then you're like, oh no, it probably won't work anyway. Or, oh no, that contradicts what I read here in this business book. I don't know who needs to hear this, but the people who wrote those business books were just people like you and me. Yes, they maybe did something great, but they innovated. The rules that they created were not the rules before them. That was them breaking the rules. Creating new rules for others was actually them breaking the rules that already existed. You can do the same. So if you could break through that belief, then you would see a point in being creative again, in innovating. You wouldn't push down all of that. In fact, you'd have more inspired ideas when you're open to receive them. And then because you have more creative ideas, you make more sales, you make more money, you make more impact because you're giving out that magnetism. You're inspiring people with your creativity. Just being in alignment with yourself energetically gives off this vibe that other people want. They can feel that energy from you. It gives off trust. It gives off power. It gives off magnetism. And so you would make way more money in your business if you were doing those things. You were truly carving out your own space, but with your own creativity and your own innovation. But again, the deeper reason why you're not is because you've got this idea, this programming, maybe that other people know better than you. Maybe that there's a strict way to do business. Maybe that there's one way. Maybe that what you want to do is too much. I felt that a lot as a multi-passionate manifesting generator. It was like, oh, I have an idea, but no, I can't do that because I said I was going to stick with this because, you know, everyone needs to have one thing and I need to choose my niche, like this person and that person and that person. And it was when I started breaking those rules that things really started happening. When I started embracing fashion and I brought that back into my business after years of like leaving it behind, and I'd got really laser focused on like mind and the subconscious mind and neuroscience. And I'm an expert in all of those things. I love those things. I've helped my clients with those things. But also, I get to be the person who's multi-passionate and is also super like into fashion and super understands how to use that and leverage that and how to get creative with styling and how to blend the two to dress yourself in a way that does something to your subconscious mind, which then does something to your behavior, which then manifests a different outcome. When I started doing that, I would get people like sending me messages like, oh my God, I really want to work with you in all the things. I want to do your business coaching, but I also want to do your fashion and I want to do this and that. And like something that didn't seemingly make sense in my head made sense to other people because they could feel that energy and that conviction. So these are the things that if you could shift, you would make a massive increase in income. You could 3 times, 4 times, 5 times your income when you can nail each of these things. My message to you though, is that you can see how just trying to do the thing and hard knuckle the thing done is just looking at the surface level. When actually each of those things, the reason that each of those strategic things was not where it should be to make you more money and sales in your business is coming from an inner place. It's coming from a belief. When you shift those beliefs by a domino effect, all of those things change and more. There's probably so many more things that would shift for you individually. These are the common ones I see all the time in clients. But there are so many more things that would shift when you could get to the root beliefs of what need to change. And I've spent about 10 years being an entrepreneur in many different businesses and through many different eras, slowly working this out and unveiling like the beliefs that I need to have in order to override these behaviors, in order to align to the behavior so that it happens quite naturally. And people always say, how come you're able to do so many things? You always take action, just pick up and you just do something new. Like one day you're doing something and the next day, like you've launched a whole new part of your business. And I'm like, honestly, it's not because I'm a super motivated person who has all the motivation in the world. Actually, I have an undefined ego in human design. So it's not because of that. And I think people think, oh, she's just really motivated all the time. She has all the energy in the world. It's not true. Yesterday, I actually did nothing all day because I had a really low emotional day and a really just low energy motivation day. But the reason I'm able to most of the time move so fast and do so many things and just keep going and therefore keep manifesting the results that I want is because I've become an expert at reverse engineering this process. At seeing, okay, here's what I need to do in my business in order to make more sales. Here's what I need to reverse engineer. Here's the belief that I need to come up with. If I have an idea, I have something that I want to do, I'm a master now at recognizing the resistance. I'm able to recognize, oh, this is the belief that's stopping me from doing that. This is the belief that's making me have an idea for something I want to post on TikTok, but it's been 5 days and I still haven't posted it. And every time I pick up my phone to start recording it, I start stuttering and then I stop. That's not because, oh, I have a stutter and I can't do it. That's because, or I don't know what I'm doing. That's because my unconscious mind has a resistance to it. And I've become a master at identifying what that resistance is and breaking through it. And through doing that, I've built this paradigm over 10 years of the beliefs that I have that allow me to be the person who shows up and does the thing consistently, who posts, who puts out her voice very unapologetically, who has a ton of creative ideas and downloads that keep me always moving forward, who is able to speak in a way that gets people to just reach out to me and I don't have to cold DM and I don't have to engage in hashtags and I don't have to do any of these sales calls. I get my clients coming to me through my DMs. I've built that paradigm over 10 years. And now I have created the lean back business paradigm so that I can share that paradigm with you, so that I can guide you to install this paradigm that has taken years to build, almost like a cheat code. I had to go through the experience of, oh, I'm feeling so much resistance to people buying from me. Like, why am I not getting anyone ever DMing me? And I would have to work back to the belief, and then I would have to, you know, unpick that belief and figure out what belief I need instead, and how can I adopt that belief? And that would take me, you know, maybe a month or 2 months or 6 months. And then I'll do that again for another belief. Like, oh, I'm never, you know, what could be one? I'm never getting people message me and be like, that post spoke so directly to me. Why is that? Do all the work to identify what's the belief beneath that. How can I shift that? What belief do I need instead? How can I adopt that? How can I actually program that into my mind? I've spent years doing all of that, and I'm giving it to you as like a cheat code in the lean back business paradigm. We're starting at the end of April. So if you fill the pool, DM me. It's a 3-week program where I'll be live in your back pocket, giving you this information every single day, challenging you to go and to install and to act on this, giving you that accountability and that motivation. But after the 3 weeks, you will get forever access to that. So you can have it over and over again whenever you're feeling stuck. You can use it to reinstall this whole new paradigm that makes lean back business possible for you. The paradigm that allows you to manifest more income, more growth, more sales, more dreamy opportunities even. The interview and all these things that I've manifested have also come from this paradigm. Paradigm first. So if you fill the pool, I will put the link in the show notes, or you can DM me the wave emoji and I will, like waves of the sea, lean back business, and I will send you the link. I hope you love this episode. I hope it really opened up your eyes and showed you that actually it gets to be simple when you stop looking at the surface level problem and feel like I'm trying, I'm pushing, and then I've lost all my motivation again, or then it's just not working again, or then it feels like it was getting somewhere, but it's just not. It gets to be so much easier when you hack the operating system, the software that is your paradigm, and install the software that will get you doing those things on default. I hope that really like opened up your eyes and made you feel more positive about this thing that can feel like a freaking hamster wheel sometimes. It doesn't have to be when you can come in from this level and get to the root and then create that domino effect. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And until next time, goodbye.
So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.